Jeff Breslin. He's with the Michigan Nurses Association. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Tony. How are you this
morning?
I'm
doing well. I haven't talked with you since the challenges with Sparrow got taken care of via negotiation. I thought times were great at the Michigan Nurses Association.
I think it depends on where you're looking at. We did end up settling at Sparrow, but the healthcare outlook across the country, across the state, has got some other issues with it.
All right, the nurses are using the airwaves billboards to tell Representatives Camp and Upton to listen to its constituents. Now, of course, those two gentlemen are a member of the super committee of 12 members, and you don't believe those folks are listening to the requests for public town halls.
Quite frankly, they're not. We've been to their offices. We have made several requests of them to hold town hall meetings for the sole purpose of listening to the constituents which put them into office. And as of now, they still have not.
So they're making decisions without talking to the people.
Exactly. They're making decisions based on the information that they're getting from the large corporations or large donors who put money into their campaign. They need to listen to the average rank and file person who they represent. They were put there for a purpose, and they need to fulfill that purpose.
Jeff Breslin is a registered nurse and the president of the Michigan Nurses Association. Now, what issues do you have with the super committee? What decisions are you afraid they may make?
The super committee is looking to make cuts to Medicaid, Medicare, making cuts to the services that affect the average person. And quite frankly, there's a solution to that. They don't need to make those cuts to the average person. With our Main Street campaign, we propose that they end up putting a small tax on Wall Street transactions. It's less than 1% tax. And this already exists in other countries around the world. And this would help fund a lot of the public services that would help keep the country going and help rebuild the country.
Have you had an opportunity to talk to Mr. Camp and Mr. Upton about this idea?
We have taken information to their offices, and almost every time that we have shown up, they have not been there.
And so you feel you're being bypassed?
Absolutely. Not only are we being bypassed, but more importantly, the members of the communities which they represent are being bypassed.
Now, you know what they're going to probably respond with is that, yes, that's a nice idea, and we appreciate your input, but we've got trillions of dollars that we need to cut here, and everybody is going to have to take in some of the pain. Everyone's going to have to experience some cuts.
I keep hearing, let's go ahead and share the burden of this, and everybody's going to have to take cuts. The only cuts that I see that they keep proposing are on the average person. They're talking about cuts to education. They're talking about cuts to Medicare, Medicaid. They're talking about the cuts to public services, police and fire.
So you think the rich should pay more than their share, or should I say more than what the average person pays?
No. I think that the corporations, the people that are in Wall Street that are making these multiple large trades back and forth should pay a very, very minute tax on that. It won't affect their bottom line hardly at all, but it will make a huge difference to the average person, the rank and file. Not looking to have the rich or the corporations pay an exorbitant amount of their bill, I'm sorry, of the taxes, but they should pay their fair share.
Jeff, just curious, why have Wall Street pay this tax and not some other industry?
Really? The banking industry and Wall Street are the ones that ended up putting us into this financial dire straits that the country, and in more particularly Michigan, is in. So they should be the ones to help bail us out.
All right, Jeff, tell the folks who haven't seen these commercials yet, tell us what they're all about.
These are commercials that are designed to educate the public on some of the things that are going on with the super committee, with the cuts that they are proposing, It will bring some attention to our Main Street campaign, which is basically a step-by-step program to help get us out of the situation that we're in as a whole. This is a nonpartisan program, and it will help rebuild the country. It will help rebuild our communities.
It's interesting. I've seen excerpts of some of these spots. For example, you've got a caterer who gets on, so you're taking average people and putting them in front of the camera.
Absolutely. It's time that the public learns, one, that it affects all of us, and two, that they're not alone.
All right. Well, I'm on the webpage for Main Street Contract for Michigan. Tell folks what that's all about and how they get to it.
We're talking about a contract that will help do things for our communities, such as provide jobs at living wages, guaranteed health care for all, allow for people to have a safe, secure retirement with the ability to retire in dignity, and have a just taxation system where corporations and the wealthy pay their fair share. This is something that is long overdue, and is something that I'm finding that no matter what party the people set on, they are being very supportive of it, because these are things that affect all of us.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
The website that they can visit to get more information, they can go to www.fightformainstreet.org, and that will give all kinds of information. It'll tell exactly what this contract is, and it'll give them information on how to get a hold of Camp and Upton to have them hold town hall meetings so that they can hear from their constituents before the super committee's deadline of November 23rd.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much for your time. We'll stay in touch with you about this.
Thank you, Tony.